It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm excited. I really look forward to it. It's crazy because when you ask around, he has a lot of similarities where people say through the grapevine, he acts a lot like Josh, and that was my guy. So I look forward to meeting and connecting with him.
Stephon Diggs introduced to the New England Patriots yesterday, and a very interesting quote there about how Josh is my guy. Did you hear C.J. Stroud mention it at all?
No.
Because truthfully, I think the toxicness of their relationship is far overplayed.
It was definitely overplayed to a point, but I will say,
I think some of it's there.
Everything that I said about it on the Extra Point show is still very relevant, which is Stephon Diggs knows the type of role that he wants to have within an offense, and he still believes he can compete in said role in the offense. If he's not going to be one of the people of, I don't want to say importance, but like, he does want to be one of the guys making the contributions. He wants to be one of those guys that is making plays for the team. There's a degree of pride in that. Like, yeah, there's ego in there as well, but come on, you're an NFL player. You have to have an ego. How do you not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Andrew Luck lasted as long as he did, as gentlemanly as he was.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that was a great hit, man.
Like,
but even then, Andrew Luck had that too. Everyone does. You're in the NFL. You got to have a little bit of the nasty and a little bit of the ego in there. But for Stephon Diggs, he also points out, I'm one of the only receivers that had 6 1,000-yard seasons consecutively before the injury.
Mm-hmm.
The production, it's always been there. I can move the chains. I can do intermediate. I can go deep. I did it all throughout my career. My resume probably speaks for itself. But it was more so the injury that would deter or make the money that is what it is about the contract he was given.
Yeah.
He knows what he's capable of. He knows that he should be putting up these numbers. And if you look at the entirety of Stephon Diggs' timeline, when he has some sort of departure from a team, it is because of the fact that the team is moving on to a non-focal point with Diggs for his role. So he wants to go somewhere that will give him that. But I don't think this has anything to do with vengeance, trying to be salty about Buffalo and trying to play him twice a year. I think this just has to do with He knows that New England's going to give him the best situation. Ready? Look at how he got traded to Houston. And then he reworks his contract with Houston to become a free agent at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, it's theory. And I have to make sure I'm saying that. It's theory, but...
Allegedly.
He wasn't going to be the focal point of that offense.
No, you have Tank Dell and Nico Collins. Those two guys are going to be... They're younger, and they're going to be the focal point.
Exactly.
And honestly, Nico Collins is the focal point, not even Tank Dell.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your thing. He reworks his contract so that he can leave Dallas within 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And now he signs with a team that gave him, a bigger contract than I think a lot of people were expecting this late in free agency. But B, he goes to a team where he's the focal point.
Exactly.
Drake May's going to have a great time throwing to Stephon Diggs. Because who the hell else are you throwing to?
Matt Collins. I guess.
Hey, you know what? Right? If you're snagging up Bills receivers, it's not a bad idea, I would say.
No, it's not.
Not a bad idea at all.
Because look at Matt Collins' leap in production. I mean, leap in production is definitely a way to put it because he really had no chance to produce before that. But he looked like a true wide receiver on the Bills.
And the thing was that Matt Collins, the fact that he was given 2 years with a total of $8 million, like, hey, you take that. You're a journeyman player on this team.
Yeah.
Or in this league, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a guy and you have a team that's like, hey, 2 years, $8 million, let's go.
You take the best financial deal for you. It's business. And that's honestly what Stephon Diggs did. And
Precisely. He
answered it in the press conference. They were like, you see Buffalo twice a year. Was that something you ever thought you'd see? And he's like, I don't think about that when I'm on other teams, like where I could end up.
Right.
But... he's like, it's good to be back in the AFC East to see all these guys again regularly. And I don't think it's vengeance related whatsoever. I think that, the initial hit of it was like, oh my God, Diggs is now an AFC East rival. And honestly, I think they're second place in the AFC East next season.
The thing is that I think he'll have fun with the villain arc, but I'm also going to say, no, you don't need to boo him.
No. It's not Jack Eichel.
Because he has never directly insulted the fans.
No, he has not.
Not, and I have to say it with concise language, he's never directly insulted the fans. That's what it is.
He even boosted Josh Allen for MVP this past season while he was injured. He said, shoddy ballin' for real. That's a direct quote, by the way.
That's a tweet quote?
Yep.
But that's the thing. It's a big deal knowing that he's going to end up with
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Being the focal point,
mm-hmm.
being the guy, here's your chance. Again, to do that.
I think it's
easy.
It's honestly, it's going to be more entertaining to watch Bills-Patriots games now.
Good.
Because those games to end the season last year.
God, this is going to sound arrogant, and I hate every fiber of my being for this. Good. I need a little spice in the AFC East right now. Come on.
Yeah. running through the Dolphins and Jets. I mean, the Jets, the first game, like we talked about 25 minutes ago, was rather exciting, actually, with the Hail Mary and things right. like that. But it's fun to see a divisional opponent actually strengthening a little bit, because the Dolphins have been the Dolphins. And yes, they won one game in the past few years against you. And then you have the Patriots, who've just been at the bottom since Brady left and Belichick left. They're trying to rebuild. Vrabel was the guy to do it. They're looking, I think they're second place. I think it's Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins next season. I think the Dolphins are just sitting at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that I miss having competition for the AFC East.
No, but it's like when you get the fast go-kart at a go-kart track and you're just sitting in front. You're like, you know what, I'm going to slow up here. And I kind of want him to get close, and I'm going to pull away, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you want a little bit of competition.
Want a little bit of drama.
We've even said how boring last regular season was until the playoffs.
Right.
Like, when they clinched the division without even playing the Patriots in November? Like, what? It was not fun.
Yeah, the fact that New England had not even seen you.
No.
And you clinched the division without them.
Without playing a divisional opponent.
Without seeing them.
Yes.
It's... Yeah.
That was laughable.
It's a sorry state. And
so it's good to see a little bit of competition coming back.
Yeah. And honestly, it is kind of funny that, like, who's the next closest threat to the Bills? Oh, it's the same one that put you down for two decades.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're doing the right things, though. I got to give New England credit. Mike Vrabel was a great hire.
They still have a lot of work to do with that offensive line, though.
They do. And that's, I think, what's going to be their weakness the entire season. But... that you can add to that over time. Like, they've gotten their offense set for a little bit, minus the offensive line.
Let's channel two decades worth of hate real quick, all right?
Okay.
Oh, it'll be so funny if Travis Hunter doesn't go number four to the Patriots. Because then Patriots fans will have to ask themselves, why did Joel Milton have to ball out in week 18 against Buffalo's backups?
Yep.
They'll be like, why? No. And I'm going to be over here going, so yeah, that's where I'm at. Like,
he did ball out.
The thing is that I don't need to hate Stephon Diggs, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thankful for what he did in Buffalo.
You look back at that 2020 season with
also,
him and Allen.
Remember the thing about the lasting image, the last thing you see about a player before they're gone. Mm-hmm. What's the lasting image of Stephon Diggs in a Bills uniform, though?
Not even the arms up in the Bengals.
It's the drop.
It's the drop from the can. Yep. The dime right into the breadbasket that he drops.
Against Kansas
And
City.
Then it's this. Mm-hmm. The oh just so close. Smidge.
I think that was him saying,
I almost had it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. Everyone was not turned a shot. That around and was like, you were this close. I was like, I don't know about that.
Was,
like,
that was we were this close.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly how I interpret that.
Yeah.
Interpret that.
I don't think it's a dig.
But the thing is that the last thing that you saw of Diggs in a Bills uniform, the picture that always gets circulated around now is
the drop.
His drop.
There's already edits of him in a Patriots uniform standing there with his hands on his hips, by the way, at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing that going around.
I mean, that's fine. But again, that's the last thing that you saw of Diggs in a Bills uniform. And it's not a good sight. Much like how I mentioned Dylan Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that you saw of him in a Sabres uniform was
watching his
cat. It took him way too long to get into a scrum where his captain's getting smacked around by three Lightning players.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
the lasting image does have an effect.
That, it does.
That's absolutely true.
It does.
But I think I'm more excited to see Diggs twice a year. Because even Houston last year, there was a lot of hate behind watching that game. And the Bills lost, right?
And there was a lot of hate behind watching that game because I hated how bad that game was.
Well, yeah, it was disgusting.
Both
at the
teams
end.
Were trying to hand the other the loss.
Yeah.
But or the win. Take your pick.
Even the Allen and Diggs meet up on the field.
Yeah, that little like side eye thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
No, ready? That's also someone could be looking at him real quick and then turning away to another person.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, I feel like it's not that deep unless somebody explicitly says so.
Yep. Yep. Agreed. And what are you going to do about it? At this point, I think they're going to be more cordial than not because they know they're going to be seeing each other twice a year. So there's nothing to worry about.
Or he leans into it. I don't know which.
Could be a heel turn. Who knows?
But I do know that he'll have fun with the fans here because he always does.
I wonder if those New England fans are ever going to remember the you.
Those four fans will definitely remember.
Yeah. Yeah, and now he plays for your team.
Yep.
So
you, words I can't say in radio.
Yep, exactly.
All right, we'll go to break real quick. We'll get Brian Colziel in here as we lead up to Sabres pregame. They take on the Flyers at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. This is Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.